Hi everyone, and hello to the Inglês Online subscribers, the people who have subscribed here on the Inglês Online website to receive blog updates with Dicas de Inglês. You're the ones I want to talk to today. So, if you have been getting English tips from Inglês Online on your email, you may have noticed that I use Feedblitz to deliver those blog updates. This setup has been in place for quite a while. In other words, I've been using Feedblitz for that purpose for a while, and as far as I know, it's been working just fine. However, what I didn't realize was that I was not getting emails from subscribers who hit the reply button and wrote me back. That wasn't happening because apparently the sender's email address was some Feedblitz email address that never reached me. I guess I just thought that people would leave a comment on the blog or go to the contact form if they wanted to talk to me. Well, I figured this all out last week when I went to the Feedblitz website to check my subscriber numbers. I saw that the sender's address on that message wasn't my address, and then I changed it. And what do you know, next thing I knew, I was receiving a ton of replies to my latest English tip, and the light bulb went off. Of course, many people are gonna hit reply and write back. So, I apologize if you have replied to one or more of my English tips and never heard back from me. That's because I never got your message. Also, that means that the English tips that used to arrive from some Feedblitz email address, like this one, feedblitz@feedblitzmail.com, are now going to arrive from my personal email address. You're going to see something like Ana Luisa Inglês Online on the new English tips in your inbox. So, in case you've noticed something different, it's all good. You're still receiving English tips from Inglês Online, only now they come from me. And if you would like to stop receiving Inglês Online tips, you can always click the link that says click here to safely unsubscribe at the end of every message. So feel free to hit the reply button from now on and send me your comments, and I'll do my best to reply. In other news, this year I launched my Curso Online para Iniciantes, which turned out to be more than just a course for beginners. To my surprise, lots of people who had studied English before at 2-3 different English schools, but hadn't made much progress or felt frustrated, decided to sign up. The feedback has been fantastic. We've had over 300 students so far, and I'm getting ready to open it up for enrollment as soon as possible. Okay, I guess that's all for today, and you can read not only the transcript, but also the translation of what I just said in Portuguese at Inglês Online Podcasts at inglesonline.com.br. Talk to you next time.